You're here to let yourself let go of some of the guilt you have grown up with. Guilt about wanting to suck cock. It's okay. There is nothing wrong with wanting to do that. Let us begin. You may want to wear a lubricated condom. If something important happens, you will immediately wake up, clear-headed and refreshed. At the end of this file, you will have the option of going to sleep or waking up. Close your eyes tightly and then open them and then close them again. Keep your eyes closed and begin to let your mind settle into quietness and concentrate only on my voice. You will not think of any other thoughts. You will no longer feel guilty for wanting to be someone's gay boyfriend. You will look forward to meeting a nice guy and maybe even getting naked and becoming lovers. You only need to hear the sound of my voice. Let yourself become still and quiet and allow your thoughts to melt away as you settle into trance. Feel your muscles relax as the strength flows out of them and you become motionless and limp as you sink deeper and your mind becomes entirely quiet. You will become motionless and limp with no thoughts going through your mind. The only sound is my voice. Just hearing my voice lets your mind sink deeper into trance. Everything I say to you is very important as you let yourself sink deeper. Everything I say to you is more important than your thoughts. You will let your thoughts become silent so only my voice enters. You need to listen to each word, but you will not remember them because you are in trance and going deeper. You just need to keep slipping deeper and deeper into trance as I speak. You want my words to create thoughts in your inner mind. You will not concern yourself with any other thoughts except that you want to have a nice boyfriend. You are very shy about these things, and you need your man to make it clear that he wants you. You don't want to make a mistake and embarrass yourself. You will allow yourself to become aroused and feel sexual feelings when you like a man. You don't just want to have sex. You want to be a boyfriend. You want to look forward to meeting a nice guy and getting naked and becoming lovers. Experience the absolute quietness around you as your thoughts leave you. There is nothing to distract you, so you will completely concentrate on the sound of my voice. You will feel intimidated by your sexual feelings. You will allow yourself to become aroused and feel strong sexual feelings when you become the object of a man's affection. You understand that the feelings of arousal are the same as those felt by opposite-sex couples. You will feel that same arousal with your man. You are in a peaceful and quiet state of mind, and there is no other world around you except my voice. As you listen to my voice, you will enter deep comfort where your inner mind is open to my words. As I speak to you, the only thing you want to do is allow my voice to enter the quietness of your mind. You do not need to think about what I am saying. Let my voice speak to your subconscious. You are done feeling guilty about being gay. Listen closely to my every word as you go deeper into trance and experience comfort and peacefulness as you let my words enter. You don't need to remember one sentence to the next. Every one of my words is entering your subconscious where it will be absorbed and processed. My words are allowing you to feel the freedom to be aroused as you think about having a gay lover. You understand that your feelings of arousal are the same as those felt by opposite-sex couples. You will feel that same arousal with your man. We know you want to have sex with a man, and you want to feel good about it. You want to have sex with a man who will love you back and will respect you. Let your breathing slow, and let everything else slip away and let yourself go deeper into trance. My voice is the only thing you can hear, and the only thing that is important to you. You have the right to experience arousal at the thought of having a gay lover. You accept that men being attracted to men is part of human nature. You accept that you are only human and you are only responding to normal human desires. My voice speaks into the quietness of your subconscious. And while my voice speaks to your subconscious, you will not allow anything to disturb your quiet peacefulness. There is nothing entering your subconscious but the sound of my voice. You will allow yourself to experience happiness when you have met a man who is right for you. You will allow yourself to be happy that you are sexually attracted to men who are attracted to you. Words aren't all that important because your subconscious understands them. My voice is all that matters as it passes into your inner mind. As your mind becomes still, only my voice exists. You will reach an inner peace in trance and you will absorb my words. My words will become your subconscious thoughts. I'm going to count down from 5 and you will go deeper into trance where your subconscious is fully open to my suggestions. 5. You will relax and go deeper. The quietness of your mind is the pathway into your subconscious. You will absorb every word I say. You are free from the guilt of wanting to make love to another man. You accept that it is part of your human nature. You accept that you are only human and you are only responding to your normal human desires. It is completely normal for you to want to suck a cock. You are free to make love to another man. You accept that your sexuality is part of normal human nature when it searches out men. You accept that you are only human and you are only responding to normal human desires for love and romance. 4. You are a normal person. You are free from guilt because denying normal feelings is not healthy. You will allow yourself to show a sexual interest when you have met a man who is right for you. You are happy when a man is sexually attracted to you. You have been looking forward to having a boyfriend and sucking each other's cocks. You even fantasize about having a 69 sometime. It is all okay. You are free from guilt because denying normal feelings is not healthy. You will allow yourself to experience happiness when you have met a man who is right for you. You accept that you are fine with being sexually attracted to men and their cocks. You will allow yourself to become sexually aroused when you have met a man who is right for you. You are willing to have sex with him when you are sexually attracted to each other. 3. Continue to relax and go deeper as you continue to absorb my words. You are more comfortable around gay men than straight men. You have the freedom to desire another man's touch and be aroused by it. You are free to be aroused by men and let them know you are interested. You are more comfortable around gay men than straight men. You have the freedom to desire another man's touch and be aroused by it. You are not afraid to return another man's erotic touch. 2. You have the freedom to embrace your man closely and call him sweetheart. You have the freedom to kiss him. You are free to see men as potential sexual partners. You have the freedom to date a man and be proud of it. You have the freedom to embrace your man closely and call him sweetheart. You have the right to have sexual relations with him if you desire to. You want to sleep naked with him and wake up together as a couple and share a good morning kiss. You are free to love who you want. You have the freedom to date a man and be proud of it. You have the freedom to desire another man's touch and be aroused by it. You want to sleep naked with him and wake up together as a couple and cuddle under the blankets. And it is true that you have the freedom to embrace your man closely and call him sweetheart. You have the freedom to kiss him. You have the right to have sexual relations with him if you desire to. You want to sleep naked with him and wake up together as a couple and begin your day with a sexy shower together. 1. You have the freedom to give your lover everything he wants. You have the freedom to ask anything from him you want. All of the things I have told you are things you already know. Now you may know them without guilt. You are relaxed in your trance. You are happy that I am going to take you to find a boyfriend. I want you to concentrate on my voice, and let yourself go deeper as I guide you. All you need to do is listen to me and allow yourself to slip deeper into trance and allow your subconscious to remain receptive. There are no other sounds and no other thoughts beyond the ones we are creating. You no longer bear guilt and you no longer deny your sexual feelings. You understand that if the right man comes on to you at the right time and place, you will smile and wonder what having sex with him might be like. You will enjoy your emotions and the sensuous pleasure they give you. You will enjoy the feeling of being turned on by a man. A man who wants to get naked with you and have sex. You no longer feel guilt and you no longer deny your sexual feelings. You hope to invite a friendly smile and a chance to catch his eye. You will return the smile if you catch a man checking you out first. You want a boyfriend so you can have sex with him. You are attracted to men. It is who you are. It is who you have always been. But now it is okay. You are going to imagine that we are at the Gay Pride Fair in San Francisco. I will be with you, but I am going to be in your thoughts, guiding you. Think of me as a tour guide in your subconscious. You don't need to worry about meeting someone you know. The San Francisco foggy mist is epic. And warm. And sensual. And makes you anonymous. You are going to show your support for the gay pride movement by dressing for the occasion. You are going to be out of your boring old closet during this event. You will imagine yourself wearing a nice shirt with a gay rainbow logo on it. You will imagine yourself wearing a pink glittery belt because it is what you do here. You will imagine yourself wearing some tight shorts that make your cute butt look nice for the boys. You will imagine yourself in low yellow running shoes with pink shoe socks and an anklet so you won't look threatening. You will imagine yourself wearing a few bracelets of both wrists. Imagine that the fog is rolling in as it does every day in San Francisco. It's almost as if the seasons are reversed and the mist is warm and clinging. You can't see very far, but it is nice that no one can see you unless they are close. You will let yourself become part of the mist as the sounds begin to mute. As you wander through the crowd, you realize no one cares about you. You are just another anonymous face in an anonymous crowd. As you watch through the mist and study the pretty guys and girls showing off a wide menu of sexuality, you find yourself aroused at seeing things you have only read about. One of the men smiles at you. He is very slim and small and is wearing tight shorts and a half t-shirt. He's wearing white women's sandals and has pink toenails. He seems quite feminine and very lovable, but he belongs to someone else. Another couple walks by. The smaller one is carrying a parasol and wearing a pink camisole. As you study them, you notice he is very pretty and has very tasteful makeup and is wearing high heels and a collar with a leash. His boyfriend is holding his hand and the leash lightly and seems very protective and engaged with him. You get aroused watching the couples, many of whom have their faces painted up in heavy stylized stage makeup. You notice a cute guy on the other side of the street watching you study the people. You make eye contact, and he smiles. You smile back. He is really cute and catches your imagination. He has that allure that makes your heart race. As the mist continues flow through the fair, you get more and more interested in the people. Some of the sights are too much for you, but you cannot deny that most of the men turn you on one way or another. Many of these men are obviously sexually dominant. Large, strong, and oversexed. You wonder what it would be like to be pounced on like a kitten in a lion's den. Oh hell yeah. Maybe someday. You are happy here, anonymous in the warm bay mist. With your people. As you daydream in the mist, you are watching the couples milling about. You find yourself looking at the most feminine men because they seem more approachable. Some have heavy stage makeup almost as if it were a disguise. In the mist, you also see lots of very loving behavior between men. You have always known in your heart that you are a submissive man and not prone to make the first move. You might be light on the testosterone compared to some of those muscled monsters. But oh yeah, you have plenty. You just express it differently. You are awakened from your daydream by a person standing next to you touching your hand. You glance over and realize he was the guy you exchanged smiles with earlier. He smiles at you and you smile back. Your heart races as his hand brushes yours again. He is a non-threatening person similar to you. He is dressed in shorts and a t-shirt just like you. He has blue running shoes and light blue socks. You see his face. He's a lot like you. He asks you if he can walk with you. You let him know that you would be happy to have company. You are delighted when he takes your hand. As you go on about your people watching, you keep touching each other more. When he leads you through a crowded place, he puts his hand on your ass to guide you. You are getting nervous about being so obvious and showing so much affection in public. But you really like it. As if he were reading your mind, he asks you if you would like to get some event makeup. You jump at the suggestion. You like it because it is a disguise. He takes your hand and leads you to a booth with makeup chairs. $10 later, you are both face painted with feminine features and cat whiskers. You look in the mirror and smile at your new friend. He leans in and kisses you on the lips. You both giggle. Your friend buys you each a multicolor lei, and puts one around your neck. Now with your new disguise you can really enjoy yourself knowing the makeup will let you relax for a perfect event. You walk around, hand in hand as one of the beautiful couples at the fair. He does seem to want to be in charge so you encourage him by inviting more touching from him. You just know other couples are jealous, and you like that they are. You are a lovely couple, and you pose for photographs by a tourist. You pose with his arms around you from behind, kissing your neck. And another of you lightly kissing each other. They thank you and tell you that you are a beautiful couple. You blush silently. It's getting late and he suggests you come to his apartment to remove your makeup. You agree. You are in his apartment now, still hand in hand. He asks you if you would like to use the sink or join him in the shower. You smile brightly. You want the shower. You get in the shower with him and you notice he is very hard as you begin to wash your face. The makeup dissolves away and you embrace him and receive a kiss. You feel his hard cock poking you as he nibbles on your earlobe and you know he can feel yours poking him too. You kiss him again, and you get out of the shower as proud of your hard-on as he is of his. He hands you a pink satin bathrobe just like his white one. You put it on as he apologizes for the style, but you quickly add that women's fabrics feel so much nicer on bare skin. He smiles that you are okay with it. He leads you upstairs to his sunroom. It is a beautiful place. The sunset is beginning and the room is warm. He produces a modesty blanket and shrugs off his bathrobe and motions for you to join him on the huge oversized couch. He wraps you both in the blanket and you follow his lead and lean back into his arms for more kisses from his beautiful lips. As you kiss, he guides you into a 69 position. You will put your hand on your cock now. You will imagine his lips on your cock. And you will open your mouth and imagine you are sucking his cock. You will feel the erotic texture of his cock in your mouth. You will move your hips with passion just as you feel him doing to you. Your trance will allow your imagination to feel his wonderful cock in your mouth. You will experience the erotic pleasure of sucking his cock as you 69. As you feel your pleasure building, you slow down so as to not climax too soon and disappoint your lover. As your hand glides over the contours of your cock, you will imagine your tongue exploring the contours of his. You will take your time and rely on your imagination to feel that hard cock in your mouth as you coax it toward orgasm. You will imagine his cock swelling and getting harder in your mouth as you tease it to climax. You will moan with eager pleasure as his cum rushes into your mouth as you orgasm. You will swallow in spurts what liquid is in your mouth as if it was his cum pulsing into your mouth. You will imagine the taste and texture of his cock and hope to taste is again. You will keep it in your mouth as you begin to soften. When the last tingles go away, you will say good night to your lover. You will lay back and relax as he drifts away. You will look forward to visiting here again. We both know what you want to do next time. We know you want to freeze that cum-filled condom so you will have real cum when you climax. We know you want to feel the pulses and the wonderful taste of cum for when you get a real-life lover. You have done a positive and healthy thing using your imagination and this file. I encourage you to return and listen again. If you can go out of town where no one knows you, you should go to a gay pride festival. Dress up. Put on the makeup or a mask and have fun. You will be anonymous. Life is too short. Don't screw it up. Again, if you choose to go to sleep and dream, you may do so, and when you wake up you will be fully refreshed and in a great mood. At the count of three you will awake. 1. You are slowly coming out of trance with conscious thoughts entering your mind. 2. You are mostly awake and very happy. 3. You are fully awake with a wonderful attitude and renewed spirit and a new zest for life. Nothing you have experienced here is meant to cause permanent changes in your life unless you want it to. I am not allowing you to make major changes in your lifestyle based on hypnosis.